Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Becoming an Artist, How to Make Art Like a Human by Embracing Failure. Discovering your creative voice and finding joy in the process is a creativity and art practice guide by Scott Christian Sava. Rather than presenting itself as a technical drawing manual, the book addresses the emotional and practical questions that often prevent people from making art at all. Its subject is the human side of creativity: self-doubt, comparison, perfectionism, fear of being too old, uncertainty about improvement, and the uncomfortable gap between intention and result. Sava combines advice, personal reflection, humor, and sketchbook-style visual material to argue that art develops through repeated attempts rather than flawless execution. The book is aimed at beginners, returning hobbyists, and working artists who feel blocked or discouraged. Its purpose is less to teach a specific medium than to make the act of creating feel possible, sustainable, and personally meaningful. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, failure is treated as evidence of practice, not proof of artistic inadequacy. A central idea in becoming an artist is that failure is not an interruption of the artistic process, but one of its basic materials. Sava frames awkward drawings, abandoned attempts, and disappointing results as signs that the artist is actively learning through contact with the work. This matters because many aspiring artists interpret early mistakes as evidence that they lack talent, when those mistakes often reveal only that their judgment has developed faster than their motor skill or visual control. By normalizing failure, the book shifts attention from the finished image to the repeated act of making. The practical effect is to reduce the emotional cost of experimentation. If a failed drawing is allowed to count as part of practice, then the artist can take more risks with materials, subjects, and style. The book does not romanticize failure as automatically valuable. Rather, it treats it as valuable when it keeps the artist engaged and observant. This approach makes the creative voice something discovered through imperfect repetition, not something hidden inside the artist waiting to appear fully formed. Secondly, the book rejects rigid ideas of cheating and emphasizes resourceful making. One of the recurring questions associated with the book is whether certain methods count as cheating in art. Sava approaches this concern by challenging the assumption that art must be made under invisible rules of purity. For many learners, anxiety about references, tools, copying for practice, or using shortcuts can become a way to avoid making anything. The book instead presents art as a human and practical activity, shaped by available materials, habits, limitations, and curiosity. This does not mean that ethical questions disappear. Plagiarism and misrepresentation still matter. The point is, narrower and more useful using aids, learning from existing images, and adapting processes are normal parts of artistic growth when they are used honestly. This reframing is important because it separates skill development from moralized perfectionism. The reader is encouraged to ask whether a method helps observation, understanding, or expression, rather than whether it satisfies an imagined standard of artistic purity. In that sense, the book supports experimentation without treating every experiment as a final statement of identity or ability. Thirdly, common artist anxieties are answered through accessible questions rather than formal theory. Becoming an artist is organized around the kinds of questions artists often ask in private: am I too old to begin? Why do I dislike my own work? How do I improve? Can art support me financially? And what if I am not good enough? The value of this structure is that it meets readers at the level where creative resistance usually appears. Instead of beginning with aesthetic theory or a curriculum of exercises, Sava addresses the emotional friction that prevents exercises from happening. The answers are described as direct, humorous, and reassuring, but their function is analytical as well as comforting. Each question reveals a hidden standard that the artist may be using against themselves, such as the belief that progress should be fast, that liking the result is required before continuing, or that age determines legitimacy. By making those assumptions visible, the book gives readers a way to examine them. Its advice is not a substitute for disciplined practice, but it can make disciplined practice more psychologically accessible by reducing shame and confusion around normal stages of learning. Fourthly, sketchbook-style illustrations demonstrate process more than polished mastery. The visual component of the book is important because it supports the argument in a form the reader can see. The included black-and-white watercolor illustrations and sketchbook-like material do not function merely as decoration. They model the kind of imperfect, immediate making that the text advocates. In a genre often filled with finished portfolio images or highly controlled demonstrations, this choice changes the reader experience. The art on the page becomes evidence of process, attention, and presence rather than a distant standard to imitate. That matters because many blocked artists consume images passively, and then compare their first attempts to someone else's completed work. By presenting sketches as part of the thinking process, Sava makes visible the gap between making art and producing a display object. The book, therefore, encourages readers to use a sketchbook not only as a place for practice, but also as a record of questions, moods, experiments, and partial discoveries. Its visual material reinforces the idea that creative continuity can be built from small, ordinary acts rather than rare moments of confidence. Lastly, its greatest strength is motivation, while its limit is the lack of technical instruction. The book is best understood as a companion to practice rather than a complete art education. Its strength lies in addressing the psychological conditions that make practice difficult: imposter feelings, fear of judgment, frustration with slow improvement, and the tendency to wait for permission before beginning. For readers who already have access to tutorials, classes, or medium-specific instruction, this can be highly useful because technique alone does not solve avoidance. However, the same focus also defines the book's limitation. Someone seeking step-by-step lessons in anatomy, perspective, watercolor control, composition, or digital workflow may find that the book does not provide enough concrete training. Its practical value comes from reframing how the reader approaches learning, not from teaching a precise sequence of skills. This positioning is important because it prevents overclaiming. Becoming an artist can help a reader return to the page, stay with mistakes, and think more generously about the process. But it works best when paired with actual making and, when needed, more technical resources. Becoming an artist is most suitable for people who want to make art but feel blocked by self-criticism, age concerns, comparison, or uncertainty about what counts as legitimate practice. Beginners may benefit from its permission-giving approach because it lowers the emotional barrier to starting. Returning artists may find it useful as a way to rebuild consistency after a long absence. Experienced artists who feel burned out may appreciate its reminder that art is not only a performance of competence, but also a process of exploration and renewal. And the practical benefit is not a new drawing system, but a healthier relationship to practice making imperfect work, learning from it, and continuing without requiring constant approval from the result. Intellectually, the book stands out by treating creativity as a lived human process rather than a set of productivity habits or technical milestones. Compared with many art instruction books, it spends less time on method and more time on the fears that prevent methods from being used. Compared with general self-help books, it remains anchored in the specific concerns of artists. Its distinctive value is the combination of candid questions, gentle humor, and sketchbook-based evidence of process. If you would like to support Scott Christian Sava, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.